Today on CityCast Philly, it's spring, which means flowers are blooming, trees are leafing out, and pollen. Lots of pollen. This time last year, I interviewed a local allergist about why allergy season seems to be coming earlier and what you can do to survive it in Philly. I checked back with him and he said, yep, all the info in this episode applies to 2024 as well. So we're revisiting his tips today. It's Thursday, May 9th. I'm Laura Benchoff, filling in for Trinae Nuri, and here's what Philly's talking about. So Dr. Mark Goldstein, you're a board-certified allergist and immunologist with the Asthma Center. That's a practice with several locations around our region. And I wanted to ask you, you know, I used to live in North Carolina where there was grass and trees everywhere and my allergies were really bad. But now that I live in a big city, Philadelphia, I'm kind of confused. Why is the pollen so bad? Where does it all come from?
So that's a really interesting question. So people have this kind of false knowledge that urban environments are free of pollen. And in fact, they're just as robust in terms of presence of pollen in the air as suburban and rural environments. And it's because that pollen is really wind spread, so that the source of pollen from any area can be as far as 200 miles away. So for instance, if you went offshore on a boat 200 miles offshore and did a pollen collection, you would actually find pollen in the air. And it's not because of any local grass growing in the ocean, right?
Right.
It's really from the coastline distributing the pollen further out. So we actually did a study years ago comparing the pollen counts in Center City, Philadelphia versus Mount Laurel, New Jersey, which is about 15 miles from the center of Philadelphia, and found that the pollen counts were actually pretty similar. And so it's not surprising then that people who live in the city are going to have the same issues as if they were living in the suburbs. And don't forget, we have one of the largest city parks in the country in Fairmont Park. And so what's produced in Fairmont Park is really distributed throughout our region as well.
Gotcha. That's super interesting. So it feels to me like this is a really bad year for pollen, but can you tell me just how bad it is in Philly this year?
So right now, it is really a particularly bad time for people who have seasonal allergies, particularly to spring pollen. And spring pollen season really is made up of two predominant kinds. Trees, which start really early to mid-March, and we saw this year an earlier onset of the tree pollen season, mainly because of the warmer winter that we have had, and also the global trend of global warming, which has caused an earlier onset of pollen production in early March. And now, right now, we're kind of at a critical crossroads between the peak of the spring pollen season from the trees and now the onset of grass pollen, which seems to start around this time of year and stays in the air until mid-June. So for those who have pollen sensitivities to tree and grass, they're basically getting a double whammy of pollen in the air.
Oof, yikes. So what I'm hearing you say is that there's a connection between allergies and climate change?
Yeah, and that's kind of the thought. And we've seen this trend over the past 10 years. There was a study, for instance, that came out a couple of years ago that looked at the pollen counts in North America from 1990 versus around 2015, I think the year this study was reported. And there was basically a general trend where the spring pollen season started about 20 days earlier. Pollen in the air persisted further into the fall than what it was in 1990. And this is thought to be due to warmer temperatures, which stimulate plant growth and production of carbon dioxide from the burning of fossil fuels, all of which lead to more pollen production. And interestingly enough, there seems to be an increase in the allergenicity of the pollen, too. So,
wait, the pollen is just extra irritating?
Yes, yes. Okay. There's some studies that show that there's actually an increase in the ability of the pollen to induce allergic symptoms. So there's several reasons why it's particularly bad now for people. And one of the factors is really from global warming effects on plant production and pollen production.
That's wild. Dr. Goldstein, can you just remind us, why does pollen cause allergies again?
Pollen is really the male seed for plant production. Think of it as the equivalent of a male sperm. So that's why it exists. And it is normally a harmless substance to most individuals. There's about 20-30% of people, though, who develop an allergy antibody to the pollen, to what otherwise is a harmless substance. And that will induce a cascade of reactions in the body that ends up producing symptoms of allergy. So if the allergic reaction occurs in the eyes, people get hay fever in their eyes and they get itchy, watery eyes. And if this allergic reaction occurs in the nose, they get sneezing, itching, congestion, drip. If it occurs in the chest, people can cough, they can wheeze, develop asthma symptoms. If it occurs in the gut, people can develop nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea. If it happens in the skin, people can have reactions that can cause hives or eczema reactions. So depending on where the allergic response is where people will manifest symptoms.
More on allergy season in Philly and how to make it more bearable after the break. So, Dr. Goldstein, I was reading a little bit about how your group actually samples the air for pollen every day. Can you talk to me about what you're looking for and what you find?
We've been looking and analyzing the pollen and mold in the air in Philadelphia for over 30 years. And the way the setup is now is we have a collection device on the rooftop of our building on North Broad Street, three blocks away from City Hall. There is a slide in the collection device that gets an impact of the air. There's a picture taken of the material on the slide that's uploaded to a server. That server has a database of thousands and thousands of pollen grains, mold spores, and there's a matched identification. So this allows us to identify exactly what's in the air real time. So this is not a count from 24 hours ago. This is what the pollen count is right now at 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. And people can now go to our website, asthmacenter.com, and get the pollen count for that day and use that to help plan activities.
So how can people use this information to plan their days?
You know, there's certain times of the day where the pollen is worse, and so that's helpful to know. So that, you know, the early morning until about noontime is usually the worst time of the day for the pollen counts to be the highest. So if you can defer activities outside to the latter part of the day, you're going to be assaulted with less pollen in the air for that given day.
Gotcha. And there's like a pollen newsletter you send out, right? People can sign up for this right in their inbox.
Exactly. We do a broadcast email each day. It's a free subscription. People can go to our website, asthmacenter.com, to see the daily count and subscribe to the pollen service as well. And we do this from mid-March to mid-late October.
Okay. That's a good segue into my next question. You know, a lot of people are suffering with allergy symptoms right now. How long can we expect allergy season to keep going in our area?
So for the spring pollen season, this is probably going to last until the early to middle part of June. So as I mentioned earlier, we're now coming off the peak of the tree pollen season. Grass pollen will kind of peak around Memorial Day and stay in the air until about early June. And then there's kind of a lucid interval of pollen between mid-June when the grasses stop till about mid-August when the weeds, and in particular ragweed, starts to produce some misery for those people who are sensitized to the fall pollens.
So we're really looking at a few more months here if you're sensitive to multiple things in the air.
Correct.
And Dr. Goldstein, what's your advice for people with some of these really uncomfortable symptoms right now? What are some remedies for bad allergies?
The first thing I think is really to make sure that's what you have, that you're not suffering from something else. Is this an acute cold? Sometimes acute cold symptoms can mimic allergy and vice versa. So you want to make sure you don't have an infection, a viral illness, a COVID infection. You want to make sure you don't have a problem in your sinuses. Sometimes sinus disease is related to upper respiratory allergies, but can be distinct in and of itself. So if you're confident that what you have are allergies because you've had the same pattern of symptoms this time of year, each year, and you're having sneezing, itching, and congestion, then chances are that's probably what you have. And you can easily go to the pharmacy. There's a wide variety of products that are available, many of which were formerly by prescription, but now they've made it on the shelf accessible to the public. The problem is that there's so many choices. You know, there's antihistamines, there are decongestants, there's analgesic medications, there's nasal steroids, there's nasal decongestants. And so you may be able to elicit the help of a pharmacist in making a choice. Or if you're not getting relief from what you're choosing, then at that point in time, it's really best to see a healthcare provider to really be certain of the diagnosis and really have the best care directed specifically for your symptoms.
Dr. Mark Goldstein, allergist and immunologist with the Asthma Center, thank you so much for joining me on CityCast Philly.
It's been my pleasure.
You can sign up for the Asthma Center's daily pollen count reading right in your inbox. We'll have a link in our show notes. That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. If you enjoyed this episode about seasonal allergies, tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button. Be sure to sign up for our morning newsletter, Hey Philly, to learn more about what else Philly's talking about and learn more life hacks like the ones in this episode. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the Friday News Roundup. Bye.